Jeff Verhoeven for Sportsnet 590, the fan, sportsnet590.ca, joined in studio by, it seems unfortunate to say this, but the second Canadian winner of The Ultimate Fighter, the first Canadian winner at 185 pounds, good friend of the station, the Spartan Elias Theodoro. Thanks for doing this, man. Congratulations.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
So talk to us about that. Talk to us about that moment. I'm going to start off from right at the beginning of the fight, knowing that you're going into the finale against Sheldon Westcott. Getting ready, you know, you land in Quebec City, you meet Burt Watson, he sets you up at the hotel, you go to the open workouts, the news conference and the weigh-ins. What was that whole experience like, knowing that you've based your adult life around getting to that moment?
It was perfect. I literally was enjoying every moment. Every mundane thing, mundane thing where I just sign this, sign that. It had the UFC logo on the top, and it was just the coolest thing ever. I'll eventually get tired of that kind of stuff, but like for that moment, it was amazing. And also, Burt's the man.
Absolutely. No, you can't help but love Burt Watson. For those of you who don't know, he's the guy that sort of coordinates everything. He fires the crowd up at the weigh-ins and whatnot. And of course, Elias won Tough Nations, the first ever Canadian middleweight champion of The Ultimate Fighter. How does that feel?
It's cool.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's just as simple as that. It's the coolest thing ever. And it's still surreal. Like, I'm still kind of like waking up and pinching myself because for the longest time I was looking at those guys, like the people before me, the Forrest Griffins, the Rashad Evans, and looking up to them and looking on TV and wanting to be that. And to be that now after 2 years of being a professional fighter is the craziest thing to say out loud.
When you first saw your face with the UFC logo and, you know, the stats and whatever, like what... To me, that's got to be just, like, mind-blowing to me, like, to see yourself associated like that. I know you're verified on Twitter now. You can officially call yourself a UFC fighter. Like, that stuff is just so cool, knowing how long you've worked to get to that level.
Yeah. I'm waking up still kind of just pinching myself, but enjoying the ride, and that's what it's really all about at this point. Now that all the hard work's done, I got to kind of just enjoy the fruits of my labor. So that's what I'm doing as of this moment.
Absolutely. Going into the fight against Sheldon Westcott, I know you told me off the air that you had a whole huge contingent of people that were in Quebec City for that fight. You said about 60 or 70 people there to watch you. What was the walkout like? What was hearing your music, you know, knowing, all right, I'm stepping into the UFC octagon now?
Yeah, well, it was just an amazing thing. The whole experience in general, like being on the show, having those like viewing parties I had for my two fights that I had on the show, and then also just watching with a bunch of friends at home. It was just amazing to share that experience with them. It's the coolest thing I've ever done, been a part of, and it's just an amazing thing to share. And that's what kind of came full circle at the actual finale when I got to kick ass.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the two fights that we saw you on the show were completely dominant. You picked guys up, you slammed them, you controlled them every way you wanted. The first round of the Sheldon Westcott fight didn't go exactly the way you wanted to do. I mean, he got on your back and sort of piggybacked around on you for a little bit. And knowing his ground game, was there ever a thought to just sort of drop back like you had in the past and try and backsplash him off you, or are you just sort of waiting it out?
No, I would argue that it went exactly how I wanted.
Yeah.
Even though he was able to take me down, I knew what my team knew what we was gonna do, and we worked really hard on what I had to do to counter it. I knew he was gonna rush at me, and just survive the 2 minutes, and then get out and do what I do. Win.
And then going into the second round, it was all Elias all the time. The Spartan took over, took him down, slammed him around, threw him around, ground and pound, and eventually getting the stoppage. I want to talk about the high mom moment. If you want to take us through that, for those of you who didn't see the fight, right before Elias got the stoppage, he looked right into the camera and said hi to his mother, who I know you're very close with. What was that, just spur of the moment? Was that something you had planned on doing if you got the chance, or what happened there?
No, I honestly did it for a Twitter video for the UFC. I just said hi mom as a joke into the camera, and I was honestly just so in the moment that I saw another camera and I just did it again. It was silly, and I don't know, it was spur of the moment, but it's a pretty ridiculous thing to do.
I think it was great. I mean, you always want to stand out a little bit, and it definitely was your standout moment in addition to the dominant fight that you had. What was the feedback that you got from doing that?
The fight in general, just such positive like what's the word I'm looking for? Just where am I going here? It was positive, positive.
Yeah,
like
positive feedback. Yeah,
everything feedback wise.
People gave you a lot of love,
and it's a really cool thing to feel because the internet can be a very hateful place.
Absolutely.
So to get a bunch of nice comments back, it was awesome.
And then, you know, leading into the finish, the referee stopped it. You were able to celebrate. And one of the best celebrations I've ever seen when you were given the trophy and named the Ultimate Fighter. I mean, you hugged Dana White. You tried to steal the ring card, girls. Just I'm watching that and I'm thinking that's the Elias that I know, that I've been talking to for 2+ years. Just talk about that and just what the feeling was like when you finally realized that you were the Ultimate Fighter winner.
Well, first of all, I asked if they came with the trophy.
Right. It was the Homer Simpson moment.
Yes, it's a glorious quote. It's neither here nor there. But with that being said, it's just honestly the coolest thing ever. Like, again, to the point of like looking at those people that have come before me in that exact moment that I dreamt to actually be there, and then to be there, it's a really surreal thing to think about.
Yeah, and when you look at an event, to actually have Dana White congratulate you inside the cage after a win, you have to either win a title, defend a title, or become the Ultimate Fighter. Yeah. So you're in some elite camp. There are guys that have fought years in the UFC that have never actually been congratulated inside the cage by Dana White.
That's actually a really cool thing to think about.
Right?
Actually, I've never thought about that. That's actually amazing.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So where's the trophy now? Is it somewhere on a mantle somewhere? Is it at your gym?
It's hiding somewhere. For the next little bit, I don't
buried in your backyard.
I don't want to drop it. Like, I'm afraid that somehow I'm going to drop it, so I don't even show people. I just kind of have a picture of him. Like, yeah, that's real. I swear.
Amazing. It's wrapped in bubble wrap somewhere house. Yeah,
somewhere.
I like
secret
it.
Secret location.
The after party went okay. I know. I joke about this every time you come in about the one fight where you went through the entire thing without an injury and then hurt yourself at the after party. This one was okay.
Yeah. No. No falls, no slips, good. No falls. I just danced.
Yeah.
From what I remember, it was a fantastic evening.
Excellent. So what's next for Elias Theodoro? I know you got some time off. We were talking that it makes sense to have you fight on the Toronto show in September. Is that something that you'd want to do, or do you want to get back into the cage immediately?
Yeah, I want to get back in the cage immediately. I was very lucky not to get hurt. And honestly, it makes sense. Like, I really want to be on the Toronto card for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, I just honestly I'm hooked to being in the cage, and I am looking forward to fighting again.
What happens if the UFC comes to you and says, "Listen, we had an opponent for Anderson Silva. He's pulled out with an injury. We need you to step in." What would happen in that situation?
I don't believe I'm the person they'd be asking.
But you never know. You never know, right? Like, we need a last minute replacement to fight Anderson Silva tomorrow. What would you do?
It would be the coolest thing ever. I'd be fighting Bruce Lee, essentially.
Absolutely. Talk about what you're looking forward to as far as training camps go. I know you said you might move your way back down to Thailand and train a little bit there leading into getting ready, but you're also going to take a couple weeks off, I imagine.
Yeah, I'm rekindling my love with food. It's a love-hate relationship, and at this moment I am devouring things by the plenty. But with that being said, I'm actually going to be training, by Friday. Just something light and get back into it next week and right back into it. There's no real off season. It's just a little bit of time to enjoy yourself and then get right back to work.
Have you kept in touch with any of the guys from the Tough Nations cast? I know a lot of – you look at that roster, and I think pretty much everyone had spent some time at TriStar Gym and probably worked with each other as far as the Canadian team goes at one point or another. It seems like a sort of a close-knit community as far as Canadian MMA fighters go.
Well, only the dudes from out there. Chad's the exception to the rule. He's in London, but a bunch of the guys out at Adrenaline have always gone down there with like Hardecki, Stout, and all them.
Yeah.
But with that being said, not all of us kept in touch, regardless of where you train, where you live, or whatever like that. We all like, even the Australian guys, they're all amazing people. We were all I was privileged enough to be locked up in a house with 15 other like-minded knuckleheads. everyone was a really great person and a couple cool cats, and I honestly will be keeping in touch with them for a long time to come.
Yeah, it was an interesting season because the UFC always tries to find that one guy who's going to go out and get wicked hammered, start fights in the house, and there wasn't really that dynamic, and I think it just shows just overall what good people Canadians and Australians are, where you don't have that sort of D-bag that's trying to cause problems among everyone else. Everyone just seemed to get along really. I mean, there were little things here and there, but nothing that would risk people getting thrown off the show or anything like that.
I just think at this point in time, more and more people are becoming realizing the idea of professionalism in our sport. Like, we're professional athletes, and many other sports and many other, type of athletes have to hold themselves in a certain regard. And I think more and more mixed martial artists will realize that they have to do it themselves.
Every time you're in, you've got something else going on the side. I know now that you've signed the big contract with the UFC, I imagine you're probably not doing stunt work for Degrassi or romance novels anymore. But what else you got going on in the world of the Spartan?
Nothing set. Honestly, nothing set right now. I might be going down to... actually, I got a couple things in the works.
Yeah. Can't divulge. I get it. Very secretive, and I know that you couldn't.
Like a ninja.
You couldn't say much during the show, and I know now leading into whatever possible fight you might have coming up, you can't say a whole heck of a lot. But
we will see.
Let's throw out the Twitter handle and where people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, man. You can find me at Elias Teodoro on the Twitter, and Instagram at Elias UFC.
And any sponsors you want to give a shout-out to?
We were talking about a couple of things earlier in regards to this has been the biggest weight cut for
yeah.
me. And that's because of Fuel Foods and also Precision Nutrition. And then also you guys got to see how big of a beast I've become because this is my first strength and conditioning actual regimen and plan set with Bang Fitness. That's what made me the monster I was in the cage.
Yeah.
So big thanks to them. And I'd also like to thank my brother for supporting me as well.
The little brother who's about
yes.
3 feet taller than you?
Yeah, he's a big boy. My not so little brother. But he works for, he actually owns Porter Moving. Mm. And they've been behind me for quite some time now. And then lastly, Tribeca Finance Corporation. They've really helped me along the lines. I just went out to for dinner with my great friend who is the president of the company, and great times. Just like it's really cool to see like all the people that have invested in me, in both on like support, both financially or just being there and whatever training. Right? There's so many people that have helped me along the way. It's really cool to enjoy that moment. And this moment with them too, because there's a lot of hard work that went into this.
I like it, and it just came to me. I don't know if you saw during your fight, Jim Ross, WWE commentator, sent out a tweet saying Elias has a great look from Mrs. JR. So Jim Ross's wife is a big fan of yours, and I know we have Jim Ross coming in studio in a couple of weeks, so maybe I'll arrange it that you can come in and he can get a picture with
Heck
you
yes.
and send it to his wife. And
I can dig it.
Yeah, so we'll arrange that when Jim Ross is in studio to have you come in and you guys can take a picture and he can bring it back to his wife. But he is the man, a good friend of Sportsnet 590, the fan, Elias the Spartan Theodoro, Tough Nations winner, middleweight champion, first ever Canadian Tough middleweight winner, which is a crazy thing to... to probably grasp for him. Great dude, all personality, and we wish you nothing but the best in the future, and hopefully we'll see you on the September UFC card.
Here's hoping, and thanks so much for having me, man. I really, truly appreciate your kind words and all that jazz.